405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's Friday. We've made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. We're holding steady at 90 degrees. You heard Matt DiNardo, 8 News, a couple of moments ago. Definitely the possibility of some pop-up thunderstorms, which, I will remind you, is essentially every day during the summer in Central Virginia, but perhaps today somewhat more pronounced. All right. James River Air text line always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I asked about the AR. I'm going to be headed over to New American Arms, I don't know, maybe next week. I got to make some time in the schedule, but I'm going to be headed over there, and I'm looking at getting a couple of items. I do want to get the red dot sights for some things and take a look at some other things, thinking maybe a new pistol of some sort and possibly the AR, just because I don't have one. I mean, you don't need one. Well, no, I don't need one, but I've just been thinking about it. That's all I'm going to say. So I don't really have a lot of experience with it. If memory serves, I've taken one or two or five passes with it, if you will, on the range with somebody else and thrown a little lead down range with it. But I don't really know as an owner, as someone who would be shooting it regularly. Good, bad, indifferent. I don't know. So, yeah, I'll definitely make a trip out to the range with it. But I was just curious if you've got an AR of some sort in your collection, what you think of it. Do you like it? And I'm looking at some really, really good texts rolling in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, this is Rob from Ashland. I have almost 40 years of experience with both the military and civilian M/AR platforms. Also was a military instructor, an NRA rifle instructor, and yeah, the AR, it's a good rifle for a myriad of uses, rather easy to use, no problem to put a red dot on it, can do it, and quickly. Good, I like that. Tommy says, hey, Jeff, when you get the chance to talk to any of the people running for office, please remind them that no other country on the planet lets you just show up and stay. You are correct. Yep. 3D down in North Chesterfield. Oh, just this one of those nice, polite, huggy sort of things. Jeff, I just want to thank you and your family for being here. Wow, thank you very much. Big thank you to you for having Dave Brad on so often. He's truly a great man. I agree. All right. Someone else saying, Jeff, learn to shoot with the straight iron sights on your firearm before you invest in the red dot. Learn the capabilities of your firearm and your comfort with. Yeah, this is not my first firearm. That I guess I better make clear. I know there's some people that perhaps it would be their first, and they don't know anything, which is fine. A good way to, you know, get acquainted. But this is not my first go-around. So, yeah, I would do that. But I really have come to appreciate what the red dots are able to do. Jeff, God has put you in this special place and time. You exposed Bob Good for who and what he really was. And because of you, you got John McGuire where he is today. Now we need to expose Abigail Spanberger for the con. Okay. The con and snake she is. You need to expose what a dirty and manipulative snake she is. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, all I can do, as you know, is tell the truth about her, and telling the truth, you can then form your own conclusions. I don't think she's good for this Commonwealth. I think she would absolutely destroy what Governor Youngkin has been able to build over the last 4 years. This is a very important time in Virginia. Very important time. Because Governor Youngkin and his team, and that includes Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, let us be very, very clear about that. They have been able to right the Virginia ship. You saw which way it was headed under the mismanagement, the colossal mismanagement of Ralph Northam and Terry McAuliffe. You watched as Ralph Northam locked your kids and my kids out of schools. And when he finally allowed them back in schools, they looked like the freaking Michelin man, bandaged head to toe in hermetically sealed cubicles. That was Ralph Northam. And CIA Abby is right there. Right there. Look at the businesses which have chosen to come to Virginia over the last 4 years. Spam Burger would destroy that. Spam Burger would dictate that you belong to a union. Period. End of story. Whether you wanted to or not. I have belonged to unions over the years. I'm not anti-union by any stretch of the imagination. My dad actually was one of the founders of a union at one of his places of employment. I was very active in union activities when I was a cop up north. So I'm not anti-union. That I have to say over and over and over again. However, I've also been on the inside, and I know what goes on. I know in Boston, as an example, we used to be mandatory union members. We were AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, and they merged with the Screen Actors Guild. And the best thing I got out of being a member of AFTRA is I got really cool-looking checks that indicated I was a member of AFTRA-SAG. And I thought that was really cool. But other than that, I didn't get anything. And there was no benefit to me. I had my own contract with the radio company. All I got to do was pay union dues for nothing. And there were a handful of us that eventually said, we just don't want to be part of the union. They said, well, it's mandatory. So there was actually a vote, and the union was decertified. And we didn't have to belong anymore. And you know what happened? Fundamentally nothing, except everybody had more money in their wallet because you weren't paying union dues anymore. If you want to belong to a union, belong to a union. If you think it's the best way to go, then by all means, do it. I'm not here to stop you. What I am here to do is to say you shouldn't be able to force someone to pay those union dues. You should not be able to force someone who is working to provide for their family, force them to take even more money that should be going to their kids or to their mortgage or a car payment or college tuition or food or diapers, and force them to pay it to the union. That is just flat out wrong. And that is exactly what Abigail Spamberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones would bring to our beloved Commonwealth. 414 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.